Hello, good evening. My name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Luis?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you this now. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Take it. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction? Or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I would say they're on a good track, I'd say. Things are going good.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, that's clear.
Thank you so much. And may I know, for just statistical purposes, in what year were you born?
1996.
Thank you so much. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or a household member?
Me.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. First statement says better public transportation options. How will you rate that from 1 to 5?
4.
Thank you. Next one, more dining and entertainment options.
5.
Thank you. Next one, more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
4.
Thank you so much. Next one, more good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. Next one, more shops in retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
Thank you. Next one, more shop in retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
Thank you so much. And next one, better street and road maintenance.
3.
Thank you. And last one, more parks and recreational opportunities.
4.
Thank you so much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retire, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I'd say too few.
Thank you. And will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
The right amount.
Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. First one, home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Levine?
Yes.
And do you strongly or somewhat want to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Levine?
strongly.
Thank you. About doctor's offices in hospitals.
Yes.
And would that be strongly or somewhat? I'm sorry, strongly or somewhat want
yes.
to see more?
Sorry, yeah. Strongly.
Thank you. Next one, restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
And then somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. And next one, grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes, and strongly agree.
Thank you. And last one, dollar stores and discount chains.
I'd say no, and somewhat agree.
Thank you. And if you're in your own words, what type of stores and businesses were you most likely to see more of in Levin?
Target, sit-down restaurants, grocery stores, and retail stores. I guess more like Target and, like you said, like Home Goods, stuff like that.
Thank you very much. We're wrapping this up now and switching gears a bit. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem or a moderate problem? A fairly big problem or a very big problem?
I would say moderate problem.
Thank you. And next one, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability not a problem, slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I would say slight problem.
Thank you so much. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levin?
No.
Thank you. About multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes.
And would that be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, and somewhat.
Thank you. And last one, single-family detached homes?
Yes, somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Less than 5 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Home.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is repurpose or replace empty stores in commercial properties with new housing. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
What was the opposite of oppose? For, I guess?
Oppose or favor?
Favor.
Okay. And is that strongly oppose or favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Next one, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Next one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Oppose.
Would that be opposed somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you favor or oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Next one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multi-family housing, like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes. Do you favor or oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. And last one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2021.
And would that be high school graduate, non-college, some college?
Trade school.
Okay. Thank you. And may I know what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, or $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000. Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Luis.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.